Now, Gwen, you have audio tape of your son, Russell. Explain where this took place and what we're going to hear.
Well, I chose this one first because it starts off with Laura singing. You've heard of Laura, haven't you?
Laura is an etheric person.
Yes, she's a spirit or an angel or whatever you want to call her. And she is the medium's grandmother. Now, she used to be quite famous in her day, but back in the 1880s. But they've got a newspaper reporter coming this evening. Me and Alfie weren't there, but Alan was coming along from the Psychic News to meet Russell. And so it starts off with Laura welcoming him with a song, and then you've got Russell talking to Alan, and Alan talking to Russell, and the sitters are sitting around either laughing or listening or asking questions. I mean, obviously, it's a long tape, you know, 60, perhaps 90-minute tape. We can't play it all. But if I put that one on first, at least you could hear Russell
This is Russell and Laura, two etheric people, Russell being your son, Laura the grandmother of the medium, who was a famous opera singer, was she?
Well, she was when she was in the 1880s, we believe, somewhere around that time.
And when was the recording made? What year?
This was made in 1982.
And again, you and your husband, Alfie, were not present.
We weren't present this evening, but I picked this one so that you can hear him, Russell, chatting to Alan, and Laura as well. I've got one of me and Russell here, and that if we get time to play it, we can.
Okay, and
so
Ellen,
shall I press this button?
Before you do, let me just clarify here. Ellen, another voice on the tape, is not
Alan
an etheric...
Cleaver.
She is not an etheric person. She's a reporter with the Psychic News.
He is a man, Alan Cleaver.
Alan, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he sort of says, hello, Russell, and they start off on laughter and that, and then they have long questions that Alan asks him. So I'll just put that one on, shall I?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'll put the phone to the recorder.
I can break in here. Gwen, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, she's got the recorder up to the phone. She can't hear me, but this is the voice of Laura, the grandmother, an etheric person who had died years before, obviously, and we're hearing her voice singing on this tape. And I believe we're hearing Gwen's son, I believe that's him in the background. I'm not sure. We'll have to confirm that when Gwen comes back on. Thomas, are you there?
I am.
Okay, Gwen, you can't
incidentally,
hear me.
Make it Tom.
Okay, Tom.
That's it.
This music, where is that? Where would the music be coming from? I'm assuming there wasn't a full orchestra of etheric people sitting in the same room.
I shouldn't think so. I don't know, because I wasn't at this kind of circle.
But is it possible that the music comes from the other side as well, or?
It is possible.
Okay. Gwen, are you back? That sounds like Russell. Have you heard this tape before, Tom?
No, I haven't heard this. This is something that Michael, of course, talks about as well.
What's that banging? Is that...
Probably banging something that they've got there, like a tambourine.
Okay.
Or something in the room.
Okay, I don't know how we can get Gwen's attention.
Our recordings are rather different.
Your recordings are different?
Yep.
It's interesting, the vocal quality, obviously different than any EVP most of us would be familiar with. We're hearing entire conversations, and there's no question, you know, that these are actual human voices.
That's right.
Rather interesting high-pitched voice. That would be Laura, I guess.
Could well be. Or it could be a young boy, couldn't it?
That could be her son, Russell, yes. I'm
it
not
could
quite
be.
Sure. Yeah, that would be Russell. That's the son.
I think so, yes.
Okay. Tom, for
yes.
people that are listening to this and saying, well, that's all well and good, we're hearing some voices on a tape recorder, but what would you say to them to convince them that these are, in fact, the voices, voices from beyond the grave, etheric people that have been materialized by a medium?
Extremely difficult to convince people in a recording. The only way that people will ever be convinced, this is my outlook, you can give them the evidence, which is what is happening at the moment, but you can never convince people unless they experience it for themselves. That's always my thing. But I like to present the evidence to people, and then they can make up their own mind. But it's rather like a court of law. They have to depend on the evidence that they receive, the credibility of the witness.
Well, I mean, you are a one such witness, and as I mentioned, you
yep.
are a veteran of the Second World War, Battle of Dunkirk.
Yes.
Can you hear it?
Yes, Gwen, thank you. You're
I mean,
back.
We can't fight all, obviously.
No.
But he's talking about marriage there to Alan. He's saying, could you hear Russell and Alan?
Now, we heard Laura singing from at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then a little bit later, we heard a high-pitched voice that
That's
sounded...
That's Russell, yeah.
That was Russell.
Yeah. And he was talking to Alan about marriage in this world. And Alan said, do you get married in the spirit world? And he's talking, did you not hear it clear enough?
Well, some of it we did and some of it we didn't.
I see, yeah.
And I also wanted to break away and speak with Tom
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, I knew that. I gathered that. But I thought that was just an introduction to Laura and to Russell. He's rabbiting on there for 60 minutes, so we can't play it all.
We're discussing scientific proof for survival after death here on Mojo Radio, the Richard Serrett Show.